Here I am pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Welcome to our program Hadith of the Day here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we are going to be looking at a very beautiful and noble hadith which has been transmitted from Imam Al-Qadim alayhi salam. This hadith is about the authoritativeness of the intellect, why the intellect is an authority, why it's the ruling that the intellect and reason passes, why is it binding upon us? Imam Qadim alayhi salam said, "Verily Allah has two authoritative proofs over people, a manifest proof and an inward proof." The actual words of the hadith are very beautiful. Imam Qadim alayhi salam said, "Inna lillahi ala nasi hujjatain." Verily Allah has two authoritative proofs over people, hujjatun zahira wa hujjatun batina, an inner proof, an apparent proof or an outward proof, and also an inward proof. The manifest proof is represented by the prophets and the messengers and the imams alayhimu salam. And the inward proof is represented by the intellects. The intellect is the inward proof for God, the hujjat inside man. In a very similar hadith, also from Imam Qadim alayhi salam, Imam Qadim alayhi salam said the following in his advice to Hisham ibn Hakam. Hisham ibn Hakam was a very famous companion of the A'imma alayhi salam, a very close companion and a very learned companion. Imam Qadim alayhi salam said, "Allah has only said," he said the following to Hisham ibn Hakam, "Allah has only sent his prophets and messengers to his servants in order that they may come to an understanding of Allah. So the ones who best heed their call are those who have the best inner knowledge, and the ones who know Allah's command the best are those that have the best intellects. And those that have the most perfect intellects will be the ones with the highest status in this world and in the hereafter." Right, so in this hadith, Imam kind of alludes to the fact, the rationale or the purpose in the delegation of the prophets and the messengers, so that the people can recognize and understand Allah, gain knowledge of Allah. And then he says, the people who best heed the call of the messengers are obviously those who have better knowledge of Allah, right? And who are they? Obviously, they are people with, whose powers of reason, whose powers of understanding are better, right? And then, consequently, the Imam comes to a conclusion. Basically, this is a kind of a rational argument, right? And in the end, the Imam comes to a conclusion that obviously, those people who heed the prophets have a high stature in the hereafter. We came to the conclusion that these are the people who have most perfect intellects. So the people who have more perfect intellects, they will have a very high status in this world and also in the hereafter. This is the inner proof, the inner proof of God, the intellect and its authority over people. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at the authoritativeness of the intellect in the words of Imam Al-Qadim alayhi salam. Until next time, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli
محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد